from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're catching a monstrous, restaging a concert of sacred music, and enjoying theater on the fringe. David Wiegand is always on the fringe, out in the wilderness, exploring new territory, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
And he's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Let's start by listening to a prayer from a sacred music concert from 50 years ago.
Lord, way down here. In this sinful world, no one can help us but you, Lord above. Begging you, Jesus, give me more grace. I need your power to help me to run this race.
That's Esther Marrow singing the Lord's Prayer and music by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. And this was recorded live at the consecration of Grace Cathedral up on Nob Hill in 1965. So SF Jazz is restaging the concert with some big updates on this 50th anniversary.
I think this is such a magnificent program. Miguel Zinon is putting it all together with an amazing lineup of Terrence Kelly, who's leading the gospel choir, clarinetist Ben Goldberg, he's amazing, Marcus Shelby, our dear friend. It is sold out, but there's a good chance of getting some return tickets.
Right. 25 years ago, I was at the restaging of the concert, the previous restaging, when Bunny Briggs did the tap dancing. He was amazing, but Savion Glover is sitting in for Bunny, and it'll be great.
Well, he ain't sitting.
Yeah, that's right. Miguel Zinon restages Duke Ellington's Sacred Music Concert for SF Jazz at Grace Cathedral on Thursday evening. The San Francisco Opera has a very busy week ahead, opening two operas to start the season and welcoming one and all for the free Opera in the Park at Sharon Meadows on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. And so we kick the season off with Verdi's Louisa Miller tonight and the long-awaited production of Sweeney Todd by Sondheim tomorrow night. And then Opera in the Park is at 1:30 on Sunday at Sharon Meadow. Singers like Lea Crocetto, whom I love, and Diana Damrow, whom I really love. It's a great lineup, and of course, it's free, no tickets.
Another fall season begins as well for the New Century Chamber Orchestra featuring this singer on the program. Singer Eileen Perez will be part of a wonderfully overstuffed program to open the season for the New Century Chamber Orchestra. And the group is doing some other contemporary pieces by Jennifer Higdon.
That's right, as well as music by Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, Shostakovich, Avro Part. And it's called Russian Letter. I don't know where Higdon fits in there, but it's New Century is great.
Yeah, they are great, led by Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. He'll get to show off a little bit. They're going to do this piece by Higdon that won a Pulitzer Prize, a violin concerto. The New Century Chamber Orchestra opens its season with an open rehearsal on Wednesday, then concerts in Berkeley on Thursday, Palo Alto Friday, San Francisco Saturday, and San Rafael on Sunday. So pretty much everybody gets to go if they want to. And we love good plays here, and there's always such a rich assortment at the San Francisco Fringe Festival. 30 or so different plays this year. And, you know, if you don't like one, you just hit another. It's
exactly.
Quick.
It's, yeah,
exactly. They're right next door to each other.
Yep. Two theaters at the Exit Theater. I was looking at the program. I mean, there's some amazing thing. There's a wonderful thing on Saturday called Mother's Milk, a blues in three acts.
Yeah.
And that's with performers Wayne Harris and Randy Craig. And the thing that I'm really sort of fascinated by is La Alchemista, which is a take on the Alchemist. It's a circus theater fable, and it's going to be done at the Tenderloin National Forest Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at various times.
The San Francisco Fringe Festival starts tonight at the Exit Theaters in San Francisco and runs through the 26th. Tickets are just $12 at the door, and that's another cheap thrill. And the other play we're noting this week is called Monstrous. It's a pair of one acts by two of the Bay Area's theater treasures, Sean San Jose and Philip Kahn Gotanda, and they've both adapted a short story, each one a different short story, by the Filipino-American playwright Leslie Tenorio.
Yeah, these look really amazing, and of course it's going to be at ACT's Strand Theater, which is a great venue. And there's also another thing going with it. There's another Tenorio story called The Brothers, and that's been adapted and will be sort of presented in a workshop presentation during the run of Monstrous. So really, you get three dramatizations from Tenorio's work.
Yeah, and I talked to Sean San Jose about working on Monstrous, the story by Tenorio, and here's how he described the author's writing about Filipino-Americans.
So it has this beautiful sense of longing, romance, dreaming, and fabulousness. And meanwhile, it really is veiled in this strange version of an immigration story, but he's able to tell them in these ways that have great entertainment around them.
Monstrous opens and previews on Wednesday at the Strand Theater in San Francisco and continues through November 22nd. Now for some music with a sense of humor.
You better watch your back.
That's okay.
'Cause I'm coming for you.
That's Mike Kroll, an indie punker's indie punker, I guess, out of L.A., from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. That's where he was born. I just like saying that name, Wauwatosa. and this is off of a brand new album called Turkey. It's really kind of punk of the absurd.
Yeah. It is really great. And he's also on a bill with Mac McCann, who's done this really amazing album. I love his music. It is really, really rich. He wanted to explore music of the early 80s as it was evolving into punk. And it's really beautifully layered. Not quite sure how he's going to do it live, but it sounds interesting.
Mike Kroll opens for one of his idols, Mac McCann, of Superchunk at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco Thursday night. Talk about a cheap thrill. That's just $12. And David, we have just time for a quick shout-out.
I wanted to shout-out to the Reorient Festival. These are eight different plays at Z Below, and it sounds wonderful. It goes through October 4th, and you have a lot of opportunity to see the plays.
Yeah, and KQED's new pop podcast, The Cooler, is doing a live show with W. Kamau Bell, The Younger Lovers, and more, kind of a high school prom theme. Just $10. That's September 22nd. Thank you so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these shows and so much more at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.